بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of His method and system that He employs in this world as far as those who disobey Him, those who break His commands are concerned, what is known as sunnatullah. The sunnat, the system, the method of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have seen throughout the last few lessons, one system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding those people or that nation who demands a particular miracle, particular sign from the Nabi of the time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accedes to this request, sends that sign or that miracle that the people had demanded, had requested, and then they continue to make takdeeb, they continue to belie the Nabi of the time, they continue to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah's system is such that Allah immediately sends punishment, and if these people do not take, if they do not take heed, and they do not bring iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroys them. So that is one system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us His system, His method, as far as those who break His commands are concerned. So people have iman, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're leading lives of sin and transgression. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses shows us that there are two stages. The first stage, when people break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah will test them. Allah will send difficulties, Allah will send adverse conditions. And this is a wake-up call. This is in order for them to realize what they are doing, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first stage, which is mentioned in the first verse. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Allah says, indeed we sent messengers to the nations of the past. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. When these people, of course, didn't want to listen to the Anbiya of the time, they didn't want to lead lives of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first stage, Allah says, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ. We afflicted them بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. بَأْسَاء, مُفَسِّرِينَ explain, is شِدَّةُ الْفَقْرِ, severe poverty. So this is the first place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a person as far as his rozi, his sustenance is concerned. We tested them, we afflicted them with severe poverty. وَالضَّرَّى, ضَرَّى, مُفَسِّرِينَ say refers to marad, sickness, illness, disease. So these are the two places or the two avenues in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first will test a person as far as his rozi, his sustenance is concerned, and then as far as his physical health is concerned, sicknesses, illnesses. And the purpose for this, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, Allah says, so that perhaps they may humble themselves. In other words, they may come back to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Then Allah laments that why is it that when our punishment comes to them or our trials come to them, then they do not humble themselves, they do not take heed. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, rather their hearts become hard. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And shaitan beautifies to them, shaitan makes attractive to them whatever wrong actions, evil actions they are doing. So this is the first stage, that a person will break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's leading a life of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will test him. Allah will make things tight for him. That is why ulama say a person who is breaking the command of Allah and he finds that he feels the pinch within his life, he should make shukr to Allah. That at least Allah is sending a wake-up call to me. I have not progressed to the second stage. What is the second stage now? This is where Mufassirin say this is frightening for a person. Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they forgot the reminders that were sent to them, when they became oblivious of the warnings that were sent to them, Allah tested them, Allah brought that poverty, sickness, or whatever it was, some challenge in their lives, but they continued to be oblivious. They continued to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't take heed. Now the second stage, Allah says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, we open up to them the doors of everything. What is meant? We give them prosperity. We give them ease. We open up their sustenance as far as their health is concerned. Their family life is going well. Everything seems to be prospering in their lives. And what is the reason for this? Allah wants to lead them on, to lull them into a false sense of security. They now think that everything is progressing well. I know I'm breaking the commands of Allah. I know where I'm falling short. The person knows within his life. My salah is not right. My tilawat of Quran. My zakat. Like we find the old people generally would say, when somebody goes through some difficulty, they would say, check your zakat. Or check your salah. Check your wudu. Something is going wrong. You're not doing something as far as the hukuk of Allah are concerned. But this person is doing this. He's breaking Allah's command. But still things are opening up to him. He finds his life is going well. It's progressing as far as his family is concerned, his children, his business. Business is booming. Now this person is lulled into that false sense of security. Allah then says, "Hatta إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا." When they become happy with what they have been given, and their life is continuing, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Allah says, we will seize them suddenly. بَغْتَةً means without any warning. From nowhere now Allah will just bring His punishment, bring His azab upon this person. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Now they become dumbfounded. They don't have anything to say. They have no, where did this come from? As we say, the carpet is pulled from under their feet. Suddenly everything was going well. Business was going well. As far as his family life, his personal life, everything was progressing smoothly. But suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment will come. Whether it be some sickness, whether it be whatever it may be, some theft, some robbery, Allah protect us. But this is now the second stage, ulama explain. So that is why we mentioned that when a person is breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he feels the pinch, Allah is testing him, he should make shukr. That alhamdulillah, I'm still on stage one. I haven't yet become stubborn, become obstinate. I have not progressed to stage two. And that person who finds his life is moving smoothly, there's no worries, no concerns, no parashani. He's content, he's happy. He doesn't seem to feel the pinch anywhere, yet he knows he's breaking Allah's command. Then he should become fearful. He should become concerned. That it should not be that this is just a temporary prosperity that I'm going through and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize me suddenly. Allah protect us. فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقُومِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah says, the roots of that group who oppressed themselves, who made zulam, will be completely cut off. They'll be uprooted. In other words, they'll be destroyed totally. Like how a person takes a weed out of the ground. One is to just cut it, and the other is to uproot it completely. The person is completely destroyed. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah ends by saying, all praise remains for Allah who is Rabbul Alameen, who is the Lord of the worlds. Allah is in control. Allah is asking us to come back to Him. Now we have less than 2 months left for the month of Ramadan for us to introspect. See within our lives where I'm falling short when it comes to our salah. We mentioned this many times before also when we have especially our qadha-i umri. Let us take special note of this here. We have qadha of our past life. A person after many years now he changed his life. He made tawbah. He came back to the masjid. But he has all those years of qadha, at least that we start now. 2 months left for the month of Ramadan, more or less. At least we make some tartib, some plan, whatever it is. One salah a day, two salahs a day to cover up. Even if we have to leave this world in that condition, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take pity, take mercy upon us. But at least we started, we made an effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoorul rahim. Allah will forgive and overlook. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.